we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Living Sensibly. Today's meditation was written by Ike Chukwu Mpama. We shall take our Bible reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 17 to 18. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. 18. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.'" I have just read from the New International Version. The story here is about a son who took his inheritance, traveled to a distant country, and squandered everything. Then the Bible records that he came to his senses and said, "I will go back to my father." A question worth considering is this: when did he actually lose his senses? It wasn't when he squandered his inheritance. It wasn't when he journeyed to a far country. He lost his senses the moment he believed he could live his life outside the guidance and supervision of his father. That was the root of his downfall. We do not judge right and wrong by outward outcome. We judge by the revealed word of God. Even if this son had gone to a far country and multiplied his inheritance through a profitable business, his decision to disconnect from his father would still be wrong. Earthly success does not validate disobedience. The kind of human being called a Christian or believer or new creation only truly exists in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Scripture also describes this reality as being in him, Ephesians 1:4, or in whom, Colossians 1:14. Outside his saving grace, we are damned. Outside his lordship, we are lost. No matter what the physical outcomes appear to be, a life lived outside the revealed will of God is a life lived senselessly. Some decisions taken outside God's will may appear rational and sensible to the world, but that is expected. The unbeliever does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, 1 Corinthians 2:14. But Scripture says in Luke 15:17 to 18 that when he came to himself, he said, "I will arise and go to my father." For whenever we abandon our father's wisdom, we lose ourselves. Go into today resolved to walk in true spiritual sense, Bible sense, by constantly, consistently, and continuously aligning with the will of God. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs 26 to 27. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.